fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 4th day of July, year of our Lord 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. No major news in the headlines this morning, which I take that as a good thing. And of course, the news of the day is this is the day we celebrate the signing, the issuance of the Declaration of Independence, which was signed and issued on the 4th day of July, 1776. I've been to the National Archives. I've looked at the original copy there. I think there was about 18 or so done in longhand. For me, it was a very moving experience, a very solemn experience to look at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States as they were originally written in the National Archives. They are contained in these steel, look like stainless steel vaults that have glass, maybe, I'm going to say, 4 to 6 inches thick, which would obviously be resistant to most forms of attack, explosive devices and so forth. They were on mounted on hydraulic lifts that would lift them up for display to the public and then take them down below grade, below the surface of the floor in a more secure area when they're not on public display or when there might be some kind of threat that would need them, that would cause them to have the extra security. I regard it as a very sad that many, if not most, recent high school graduates, last, I don't know how many, 8 or 10 years or so, maybe even longer, can't do what I did. They can't walk up to the original Declaration of Independence, the original Constitution of the United States, and read it because they're written in longhand, cursive writing. And guess what? If you're not taught to write with cursive writing, you probably can't read it either. Very sad commentary. We're going to have open lines this hour. It is a national holiday. Professor McCanny has taken the day off, and I hope he's doing something fun. And we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. There was a film. The title of the film is Born on the 4th of July. Tom Cruise plays the role of Ron Kovic. Ron is a personal acquaintance of mine. He was my house guest overnight back in the 1970s. And it's Ron's life story up to the point where the film ends, of course. Very similar, and for you youngsters out there, if you have any interest in knowing how us baby boomers grew up in the late 1940s, early 1950s, this film is extremely accurate to show the culture we grew up in, the things we did, what we believed, what we thought, all those things. So it's, in that regard, it's kind of a time capsule of what life was like for young men and women being born and growing up in the United States of America in the late 1940s, early 1950s. Now, the character Ron Kovic, he grows up in that period of time just like I did. And he are contemporaries age-wise, probably just a few months difference in our ages. And when Vietnam comes along, he enlists the United States Marine Corps. Now, I don't want to blow out the storyline for you, because I don't like that when people do it to me. But that's how it begins, is Ron Kovic growing up, becoming a very patriotic young man, enlisting in the United States Marine Corps, and going off to fight in Vietnam. The events that are portrayed there are actual events, all of them. And what Ron Kovic did in that film is what he did in real life. I haven't had a communication with Ron for about 3 or 4 years. He's no longer a public person. He does not do any public appearances. I requested he come on my radio show. He declined, and I respect that. But it's a very important story. It really is a very important story. And I would encourage people to watch that film titled Born on the 4th of July, starring Tom Cruise. Today, among all the other activities, barbecues and parades and fireworks and all the rest of it, it can also be a day of reflection, a day for thoughtful reflection, to ponder and consider where we've been as a country, where we're going as a country, how we're going to get there, what it's going to look like. I can't tell you exactly what will be happening in the future. I can tell you the possibilities, as many of you could also. It's no particular secret what the possibilities are. One thing that I've seen, especially the last 20, 25 years or so, is a dramatic increase in people. And it's not just people, but it's companies manufacturing and selling products that violate United States code when it comes to the proper treatment and proper respect for our national symbol, the American flag. United States code clearly says that the American flag should not be used as an article of clothing. It should not be used as a umbrella, as a folding chair, as a t-shirt, and so forth. It should not be printed on paper. The American flag should not be printed on paper. I'm not sure if it mentions plastic or not. But those are all violations of the law, not that the U.S. Marshals are going to come and arrest anybody. But I think people should understand proper respect for our flag does not include wearing it as an article of clothing, using it as printing it as an umbrella or a folding chair or anything of that nature. It's just not right. Most people don't know that. Most people don't care. But I do, and I hope that many of you do as well. I'm getting together with the adult daughter of a very dear friend of mine in a couple of weeks. She's 36 years old and is looking for some guidance in her career. She would like to be a paralegal, which is my college training. I was one of the first men to graduate as a paralegal in this country back in 1972. Seemed like a good idea at the time. It's worked out pretty good for me. But I'll be discussing her career, where she is right now, where she'd like to be, how to get there. It's something I'll be doing as a personal favor to my friend. I don't know that I've ever met his daughter. My friend tells me I met one of his daughters at one of my presentations probably 16 or 18 years ago. But I'm looking forward to this one-hour consultation, and hopefully can give her some knowledge, give her some ideas about what she can be doing with her life to achieve her goals. I'll be recommending a couple of books. This is for all of you out there. One I've talked about many, many times. I'll mention it first. That book being The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. That particular book, now there's probably at least 36, maybe 50 or 100, I don't know, not that I've sat down and tried to count them, but at least a couple of dozen or more books of a similar genre that the premise of the book is to help you how to achieve goals. Very few do what Dr. Murphy's does. There's some others that I'm aware of. Most of them don't give you very specific, detailed instructions on how to do that. Dr. Murphy's book does. So that's one book I'll be recommending. Your other book is titled, What Color is Your Parachute? This is a book that gives advice on how to achieve career, employment, job-related goals. That's what that book is. I'm not sure. It may be some updates to it. I first ran across it, I'm going to say, probably around 1977, 1980, somewhere along in there. I'm not sure when. But I found that a helpful book as well. So I'll be recommending those two books to this young woman. And we'll be having our discussion. And hopefully, like I said earlier, hopefully it will be something that will bear fruit for her and help her achieve her goals. I've had men mentor me along the ways that were older and wiser, that could look at young John Moore and see potential that I was not aware of myself. And that mentorship and that the advice I got from these older men helped me a lot along the way. Most of them are gone now. There's some still around, but most of them are gone now. We're talking men that were 18, 20, 30 years older than myself that had a lot of life's experience. And there's no substitute for life's experience. You can read books, and I do encourage reading books, but there is no substitute for life experience and maturity. There simply isn't. And to think otherwise is foolish. Absolutely foolish. And for you, I know I have some young listeners out there, and I do communicate with some of you. I've been a mentor to some of you also, and it's kind of fun to sit back and observe the decisions that you make and the consequences of those decisions. And that's basically all life is those two things: decisions and the consequences of those decisions. That's what life is, in a very, very compact sense of the word. A time of reflection. Here we are. The year is half over already. People my age are commenting all the time about how fast time is moving. And that's a perception that many people share. I'm not sure how age-related it is, but many people share the same perception that time seems to be speeding up. One of the doctors my wife works with, he's made several comments on that recently about how quickly it will be Christmas and New Year's again. and I agree with him because it is an amazing thing to observe how time passes. And time waits for no one. So it's best to take action and work to achieve those goals right now while you're thinking about it. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Don't procrastinate. Dr. Joseph Murphy, going back to The Power of the Subconscious Mind, I've got one copy of his book nearby here, which his book brings up another book, which I also have nearby, and I'm just going to grab both of them off the shelf here. I have a long enough cord on my headset that I can do so. Dr. Murphy authored, I believe, about 9 or 10 books. I haven't read all of them. I've read some of them. They're all very excellent and have their own merit. This paperback edition, it says on the cover, more than a million copies in print. And you can pick up new copies off Amazon for $3 or $4. If you've got Amazon Prime, that includes the shipping, of course. Dr. Murphy was really active in the late 1950s, early 1960s, mid-1960s. He was among other things, he has a degree as a doctor of divinity, a PhD. Here's all the initials behind his name. DRS, PhD, DD, and LLD. I'm not sure what all those mean, except PhD and DD. Very bright guy. Had a huge following back in the 1950s and 60s. The book is written from a Christian perspective. So all you Christians out there, don't be concerned about any of his thoughts or commentaries getting sideways with your Christian beliefs or the Holy Bible. They won't. In fact, he does include some Bible quotes in there. Not a lot. He's not hammering over the head with his Christian beliefs, but he does make some references to Christianity and Bible quotes in there, here and there. Excellent book. Now, the second book, which I've mentioned in the past, that it took me a bit of a investigation to find this thing. There was a hugely popular DVD that came out about 12, 14 years ago titled The Secret. And people who promoted it were on with Oprah Winfrey. Let's see here if we can find that thing. Okay, there we go. The Secret, 2006. So we're looking at a number of years ago. It's available on Amazon. $6, free shipping with Prime. They get into a lot of the same things that Dr. Murphy does in his book. Well done DVD, and it created quite a stir in the media at the time. They make reference in that DVD to another book. We'll get to that after the break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Oh, Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the fourth day of July. Talking about this DVD titled The Secret, the movie titled The Secret, here's what it says under product description at Amazon. About the movie, the new extended edition of this groundbreaking feature-length movie presentation reveals the great secret of the universe. It has been passed throughout the ages, traveling through centuries to reach you. This is the secret to everything, the secret to unlimited joy, health, money, relationships, love, youth, everything you ever wanted. In this astonishing program are all the resources you will ever need to understand and live the secret. For the first time in history, the world's leading scientists, authors, and philosophers will reveal a secret that utterly transformed the lives of every person who ever knew it. Plato, Newton, Carnegie, Beethoven, Shakespeare, Einstein, and now you will know the secret, and it can change your life forever. They mentioned one of the presenters in here, Jack Canfield. He's the author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's been back in the late 1980s. I got a solicitation from Jack Canfield because I was a member of the National Speakers Association to write for this book that he wanted to publish. Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I looked at it and I thought about it. And I thought, well, this is a bunch of silliness. This will never amount to anything. Well, silly me. I could have possibly been one of the authors because I had an interesting story to tell myself that could possibly have been incorporated in the book. But that's water under the bridge, isn't it? In the movie titled The Secret, they mention another book, but they don't mention the title of the book. It took some investigation on my part, but I determined the title of the book that they make reference to. And here it is, The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. The subtitle is The Master Code to Abundance and Achievement. Now, this book was first published more than a century ago, and I inadvertently ran across one of the first copies of it. It was published in a serial form. 1925 is when it was first published as a serial, which meant they had, this is a 400-page book, they had it split up, I think, into 8 volumes that you had to buy individually at that time. Robert Collier, the author, was from my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, and he was originally trained to be a priest. He went into a career in business, whatever that means, and he had success in advertising, publishing, and engineering. It is a book that will solve some of the possible questions you have about life and how things fit together and how and why some men and women achieve great things. And it gives details as to how they do this. Details that are missing in the movie titled The Secret. Details that are incorporated in Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. But I think it'll help fit the pieces together for people who have an interest in such matters. I try to read The Power of Your Subconscious Mind about once a year. It's a 200-page book, and I can get through it in a couple of hours. My personal copy here has highlights and tabs and paper clips and different things to help stimulate thought there and remind me about certain passages. I haven't done that with Secret of the Ages. I probably could and should do that. And it's been a couple of years since I've read Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. And I don't care what your age is, you'll benefit from these books. I don't care if you're 20 years old or 80 years old, you will benefit from the wisdom in these books. You will, absolutely. I guarantee it, you'll benefit. How much you'll benefit is up to you. That's your decision. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here shortly, and if you got a question or comment, we got open lines at 800-313-9443. It's a journey. Life is a journey, and it can be an interesting and fun journey if you choose it to be. If you choose it to be, and then make the correct decisions to allow that and make that happen. That's what's necessary. And you have to feel worthy of it. I've known any number of very brilliant men and women who didn't feel worthy of achieving great things. And whatever you believe is what will happen. That's exactly what will take place. Here's our break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 4th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of things there. If you have some discretionary time, you might want to check out some of the articles, some of the free downloads, information that could easily change your life in positive ways under free downloads there. Let's see. I think we may have The Artificially Sweetened Times should be there. Yeah, it is. That's a great way to help people understand. It's 24 pages. It's like a little booklet. It's a compendium of several dozen articles about the harmful effects of artificial sweeteners. Great article. If you're looking for land in the Ozarks, I'm now helping people do that. I've got my contact information there, a little tile just below the spinning globe there. If you'd like to be my neighbor, get in touch with me. Maybe we can figure out how to make that happen. Also, my website, our Energy Cleaners, our July 4th sale began yesterday. Goes until midnight Monday. $25 off Energy Cleaners. 10% off mattress pads, If you've been waiting and saving up, I know that a lot of you are. You've been saving up to get yourself an energy cleaner. This is your opportunity to get one now for $25 off retail and on the energy cleaner and 10% off the mattress pads. If you're sending a check or a money order, just calculate the right dollar amount and drop that in the mail. When you place your order either on my website or using my toll-free order line, my order takers and the website will both bill your account full retail. And I manually have to apply the discount. This automated system I've got, it would be not very wise to change that whole automated system for a short sale. So this is your chance to take the opportunity to get your hands on an energy cleaner, $25 off retail, mattress pads, 10% off retail, and get on the road to getting your life back and getting relief from arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, getting a great night's sleep. It sounds like a win-win situation to me. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, and I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. It's been part of my basic persona since I was a boy to be inquisitive and to like to learn things and want to learn things. And taking that basic foundational part of my persona and disciplining it is what I've done. First by graduating from military intelligence school as an intelligence analyst, and then a few years later, graduating as a paralegal, both of which are involved using your brain as a disciplined research tool. And I'm taught in the classic ways of doing research, of course, using a brick-and-mortar library, using the Dewey Decimal System, using card catalogs, and so forth, to research books, research magazine articles, research newspaper articles. That's my training. And, of course, I segued that into becoming a homicide detective and private investigator, where I made great use of those skills. We have a caller in on hold here. We've got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Here in Texas, it's hot and sultry this morning. I think it's going to be in the triple digits for the 4th of July. Fireworks are setting the grass on fire.
All right. Well, keep some fire extinguishers handy there, Jerry.
Lots of water. I sent you an email yesterday, kind of tongue-in-cheek, on the Supreme Court justice pick. I don't know if you got it or not.
Well, what was in the subject line there, Jerry?
I beg your pardon?
What was in the subject line?
What they call it, SCOTUS?
Right.
It's a pretty good tongue-in-cheek that you might want to look at it. I got a good laugh, and my wife, she doesn't have a real sharp sense of humor, and she cackled. Thought that was one of the funniest things that come down the pipe.
Well, I got it here in front of me, and I'll make a point to read it as soon as I'm off the air.
Yeah, it's a little cartoon. It's just kind of at a glance. But anyway, let's hope for a quiet, peaceful 4th of July. Things have been ramping up with people really don't know what they're protesting. But I guess a friend of mine says, you know, ignorance you can fix, stupid, it's kind of hopeless. And I wonder how many people fall under that last category. Have a good day.
Okay.
Oh, how's the missus? I was wanting to ask.
Well,
how's she doing?
She's holding her own. We have grandchildren visiting, and beginning Saturday, and they'll be with us for a week, and she's really looking forward to that, and we both are. So thank you for asking, Jerry. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, both of you are in our prayers.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You have a good day.
Thank you. I've got the cartoon that Jerry forwarded. It's pretty funny. I think I can describe it. It's six panels. The first five panels show President Trump on the telephone, and he's on the telephone talking to Barack Obama. And so here's what President Trump says. He says, "I'm going to give the left a break and nominate you for the Supreme Court." That's President Obama. President Trump goes on to say the following: "All we need are your college records, your medical records, a current license to practice law, and last but not least, and a valid birth certificate." Jerry, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. And there's Obama on the telephone on the other end. Looks like the same telephone, actually. Pretty funny. It's how could we let this happen? Have a man unqualified to be president of the United States, President Hussein Obama. It's amazing, and so many people know the truth. The Constitution, first of all, mandates you be a natural-born citizen. Now, most people know half the equation, which means being born on U.S. soil. That's half of it. The other half is having two American parents. Because if one of them is a foreign-born national, that makes the person, the child, a dual national. The intent of the founders was to not have somebody who was a dual national be president of the United States because of split loyalties. That's what their concern was. And that's a very legitimate concern. Now, I know a few dual nationals, and we haven't talked in great detail about their feelings for the other country that they hold national citizenship in. But the ones I've known, they do speak and hold that country in high regard, which they're a dual national part of. My grandfather was a dual national, John B. Moore, because both his parents were from Ireland. And I'm not sure if he's a dual national or not, because by the time my grandfather was born, my great grandparents may have been American citizens by then. I know they went through the process and they did become American citizens at some point. But if one or the other had not yet achieved their citizenship, then my grandfather would have been a dual national, with both Irish citizenship and American citizenship. So it's kind of, I don't know. Hussein Obama's college records are sealed up. I'm pretty sure I know why. That's because we believe he had a Fulbright scholarship, which the only people that get Fulbright scholarships are foreign students. American students can't get a Fulbright scholarship. So they had to conceal that, didn't they? That would be definitive proof, definitive evidence that Hussein Obama is not qualified to be president of the United States. Of course, the Social Security number he has was originally issued to a woman in Connecticut. What's wrong with this picture? Yeah. I don't want to dwell on that too long. It's not really productive. It's history. It needs to be resolved. President Trump is incrementally dismantling what this imposter did for 8 years. Hussein Obama. That's a good thing. And I'm glad to see it happening. President Trump is an anomaly. He's a patriot. He's a nationalist. He's a folk hero. He's a creation of the mass media that hates him, of all things. It's kind of ironic that the mass media, who is so dead set against this president, they're the ones that created this man with their reality shows that he was part of for so many years, giving President Trump massive name recognition, giving him huge experience in dealing with the media and understanding how the media works and understanding how to manipulate the media, which he's been doing. He's been playing the mass media like a cheap violin for years. And they still haven't figured it out. And I don't think they will, because they can't help. They can't change who they are. They can't change what they believe. They can't change how they operate. The mass media is stuck with being who they are. It's wonderful, because President Trump will continue to make use of his knowledge of how the mass media works and make use of the mass media himself to reach out on this Twitter platform to have direct communication with hundreds of thousands of Americans instantly. It's great. It's great. And I'd like to see, I hope President Trump will consider running for a second term. His popularity is growing. I think that he would be reelected hands down. The Democratic Party is complete disarray. Best thing they can come up with is being against a federal agency. Is that it? Is that your platform, Mr. and Mrs. Democrat, that you're against a federal agency, ICE? That's not going to fly. This young woman, a socialist communist, was elected for running for Congress in New York City. She's not. She didn't win the election. She won the primary. She supports raising taxes. That's going to get a lot of support from America, right? Well, let's vote for that. Let's vote for this woman who wants to raise our taxes. Now, the Democratic Party is without any substance, without any thing that they can support that's going to get the attention of the American public. And the numbers they need to win nationwide is simply not going to happen. They'll have their victories in New York City, in Chicago, and Berkeley, California, and Los Angeles, and San Francisco. That's expected. But those enclaves of people who have mental illness, they can't change the way the rest of the country thinks and what the rest and how the rest of the country votes. Thank goodness. I was reading an article authored by the woman who's in charge of the American Association of Pediatric Doctors, if I got that title right, talking about how mental illness is not a right. It's because you have and suffer from the mental illness of being a man thinking you're a woman or a woman thinking you're a man. Doesn't mean you have a right to gain access to women's locker rooms if you're a man, or the men's locker room if you're a woman, or have a right to do any number of things they're claiming a right to do just because they have that mental illness, that dysfunction. But getting back to the book, The Power of Subconscious Mind, if I had read this book and understood it and incorporated those things in my life when this book was published, came out, I think, when I was a senior in high school, I can only guess at where the direction of my life would have gone. My life would have gone in dramatically different directions. I do know that. Other than that, it would be pure speculation as to what direction my life would have gone in, where I would be, what I'd be doing. I have no regrets for the direction it's gone. I'm very satisfied with the life I've had and where it's going right now. my new DVD will be ready for release here, hopefully one day next week. And my Prague presentation titled Violent Climate Change, What the Government Isn't Telling You. I just sent word to my duplicator just in the last hour, authorizing to go ahead and move forward with duplication. We've got the cover art finished for the case, and it will be ready for sale hopefully in a week or so. They're right here local in St. Louis, and they do an excellent job. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 4th day of July. The 4th of July, as we call it here in the States. Big national holiday, middle of the week. I understand that yesterday was one of the biggest travel days ever for commercial airlines. Before the break, I was talking about Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. He gives detailed instructions on, and here's what here's what he's the book teaches you how to do. It teaches you how to influence and control your subconscious mind. That's what it does. Because your subconscious mind is where the action is. Your conscious mind, what we're aware of consciously, is only a tiny percentage of what goes on inside our brain. Tiny, tiny percentage. The majority of what goes on in our brain, we're not consciously aware of. That's why they call it the subconscious. But the subconscious does take orders. It does. It takes orders from the conscious mind. And once you understand this principle, once you comprehend the power of it, once you incorporate how to influence your subconscious mind, then that's when things start happening. Now, before I read the book, I had inadvertently stumbled upon these principles and incorporated into my life at different times. And those times do stand out in my mind. And chances are the majority of you listening have done the same things at different points in your life without really knowing how these principles worked or why they worked. But you managed to do them anyway. So getting this book, reading it, understanding it, and moving forward with these concepts and principles, they will definitely help you. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
No complaints. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. That gentleman that called in with that bit of levity reminded me of something I saw yesterday, if you don't mind me throwing it in there.
Please.
There's a new barbecue chain store opened up in Rolla, Missouri by the name of Dickie's. It was started down in Texas in the 40s.
Right.
And the food wasn't bad, a little higher than, but it's really good barbecue, no argument. And I went back to the restrooms, and they had two separate doors with obscured glass centers in them, which I'd never seen in a bathroom door before. You could tell there was movement behind the glass, but you couldn't see any details.
Right.
And on each one of the doors, they had this stenciled sign that said men/women. On each door now, it's had the same thing, men/women, and underneath that it read, "and the rest of us." And I don't know if they're cruising for a lawsuit from the LGBTQWXYZ bunch or if that's just Texas humor. I don't know what's going to come of that, but I've never seen a bathroom marked that way.
Each restroom accommodate one person?
Yeah, and there were no urinals in either one of them because since it was marked that way, I stuck my head in both after I knocked.
Right. Okay.
So I just thought that was comical, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm getting a note from my engineer, Texas Humor. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it. We need that.
Hey, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. "Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health." By Amazon customer. "It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.